Good morning, Dr. Schneider. Dictating first in an electrocardiograph on Dennis Hogan on 6/15/23. Mr. Hogan had a 12-lead EKG performed. Period. Patient is in normal sinus rhythm and has a normal EKG. Period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Rhonda Walker. This goes to Debbie Varnum, comma MP. On 6/15/23, Mrs. Walker performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction. Period. Although the air velocity index was less than 1, comma, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was an improved effort, leaving the patient with a minimal restrictive lung disorder. Period. A paragraph impression. Minimal restriction without airways obstruction, showing improved effort after bronchodilators. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Christopher Jacobs. This goes to the VA on 6/15/23. Mr. Jacobs performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity noted. Period. And paragraph impression, normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on John Carroll. This goes to Dr. Schmidt. On 6/15/23, Mr. Carroll performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%. Period. After walking 260 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 92%. Period. And paragraph compression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Petra Ripley. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 6/15/23, Mrs. Ripley performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%. Period. The patient paused at 4 minutes and 9 seconds due to knee pain. Period. She did not desaturate at that time. Period. She did achieve 137 meters in 6 minutes. And at the end of the study, this room air saturation was 97%. Period. Of paragraph compression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Alan Nylander, N-Y-L-A-N-D-E-R. This goes to Dr. Christos Juan. On 6/15/23, Mr. Nylander performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. The paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Wilton Hatcher. This goes to Dr. Christos Fawn. On 6/15/23, Mr. Hatcher performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with poor effort after bronchodilators. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/15/22, there's been improvement. Period. A paragraph impression. Minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing improvement. Period. Next, 6-minute walk test on June Lovelace. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 6/15/23, Mrs. Lovelace performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 476 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 94%, period. And paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Gregson. This goes to Dr. Wood. On 6/15/23. Mr. Gregson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction and normalization of the forced vital capacity. Period. compared to a prior study dated 9/13/22. There's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression. Minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on gene J-E-A-N, Sheehan, S-H-E-A-H-A-N. This goes to Dr. Bo Cook. On 6/15/23, Mrs. Sheehan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity noted. Period of paragraph impression, normal study. Thank you.